On Gambia's Paradise Beach, Laminjola's resort has reopened, but operates at only 25% capacity. 10 months after lockdown, and with news emerging of a new strain of the COVID-19 virus, he says he's considering closing the business altogether.
I just want to step back, because it is not one of those industries that we see that will be viable in the nearest future. You know, to go and look into other ventures to contribute our quota in national development.
Laminjola is not alone. With the presidential elections only days away, many voters say whoever can save the economy and protect businesses stands a better chance to get their votes.
For Gambia's young population, job creation remains a priority in this election. An estimated 20,000 people lost their jobs as businesses fold up due to the struggling economy. And that's pushing many young Gambians to embark on the desperate journeys to Europe in search of a better life.
At Gambia's busiest market in Serekunda, Olinje's textiles trade is thriving. She says getting former long-time ruler Yahya Jammeh out of power and into exile is one of the biggest democracy benefits for the Gambia.
Previously, there was no freedom of expression. For me to agree to this interview shows things have changed a lot here. No one dared to do that under the previous government.
While this election is generating excitement, there are also concerns about what the future holds for this small West African country. Said Mati Jao, a former anti-Jammeh campaigner and now a lecturer with the University of the Gambia, says the vote means different things to different generations. While they all talk about the peace and stability after Yahya Jammeh, the younger generation is demanding more answers and action on critical issues, including the truth and reconciliation process.
I think the TRRC report would be a critical issue. How they're going to address that is important, but also providing the socio-economic development for this country, because at some point we talk about, you know, security issues, and we look at it from the fact that there are a lot of young people in this country without jobs, and I think that will be a challenge that any government will have to address.
But as is the case in many African elections, petty differences are playing a role in this election and might as well determine whether the incumbent president stays or the country gets a new leader. Which means whoever wins the presidency must not only address the key development issues, but also manage the complex diversities in the Gambia. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.